From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Organization of American States is trying to resolve the diplomatic, military, and economic standoff involving Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador. Last weekend, Colombian armed forces crossed into Ecuador and killed a senior commander of the Marxist group the FARC. In response, Ecuador and Venezuela moved troops to their borders. Colombia claims the documents retrieved from a rebel laptop prove the FARC's close ties with both Venezuela and Ecuador. NPR's Juan Ferrero has seen these documents and others and joins us from Bogota, Colombia now. And Juan, from what I've read, the documents paint a very strong picture of a relationship between Colombia's FARC rebels and the president of neighboring Venezuela.
Well, the documents do offer an unprecedented window into this organization, this 44-year-old rebel group. And they do show that commanders have been deepening their relationship with Hugo Chavez. They believe that Hugo Chavez should be a strategic partner with the FARC in helping to topple the Colombian states. And the documents also show that the group's commanders are intensely interested in having Venezuela lobby for them to try to get the organization taken off blacklists in Europe and the United States that have labeled the FARC a terrorist organization.
Now, these documents also tie the president of Ecuador to the FARC, suggesting that Ecuador was secretly working to win the freedom of some hostages, including the French-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt.
The documents do have information about Ecuador. It is not nearly as much as what's in there about Venezuela, but it talks about meetings with the Ecuadorian government. The Ecuadorian government does not deny these meetings. The Minister of Security, Gustavo Larrea, talked to me today, and he said that he had met with the FARC in an effort to free Colombian hostages. That's something that Hugo Chavez has also been trying to do for the last several months, and that has to some extent been public in terms of his meetings and so forth. He has had guerrillas at the presidential palace, and they have discussed this issue. And there have been six Colombian hostages who have been released by the FARC into the hands of President Hugo Chavez.
Juan, do the documents support Colombia's allegations that the FARC was trying to buy uranium, or that Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan president, gave the FARC $300 million?
Well, the documents are very sketchy about some of those issues. On the uranium question, it appears that the FARC is sort of like a middleman in this. It's unclear exactly what they would do, but they talk about trying to secure uranium and sell it overseas in order to generate some profits. But there's no clear indication that this was anywhere near close to happening or that there was involvement from Venezuelan authorities. On the question of the money, there's quite a bit more. They talk about 300. What Colombian intelligence authorities are saying is that this refers to $300 million that the Venezuelan government has been funneling to the FARC.
Juan, I just wonder, do people in Ecuador and Venezuela, beyond questioning the interpretation of a phrase in this document or that, do they question the authenticity of the documents, or is that generally conceded that what's in the laptop were truly FARC documents, and they've been honestly represented to journalists?
Well, most definitely the documents are in question. The Venezuelan government has come out angrily saying that these are fabrications and inventions. And the Ecuadorian government has had a more muted tone, but they basically say, why should you believe those documents?
Juan Ferrero, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota, Colombia.